Do you want to know how to manipulate graphs and charts in VBA using Access? Hi, this is Crystal. I will show you how to change data for a graph, set the chart title, x-axis title, and modify scales and formats. We all love graphs, and this is a graph with Microsoft Access. Here is a menu that generates the graph. Graphs are not very well documented, so I hope this will serve as a good example. Let me explain the data sets to you. I've created two tables, one with data, which has a date time, which is truncated to a date for graphing purposes, and a value. Beyond that, it is related to a topic. Not in this data set are related tables. I'm just calling them other ID. In my graph topics, this is pretty generic. First topic, second topic, third topic, and so on. The topic is generally what you'd want to put at the top of the chart. I use chart and graph interchangeably. The button is labeled chart. So if I click on chart and I've chosen the first topic, notice first topic is in the header of the chart. If I put any criteria on, then that will be in the footer. And I can see I have data from July. Well, actually, you know, I don't know what years those data are. The date format is just month, day, and I'm going to say I also want to show the year on the date format to label the x-axis, which is also called the category axis. Now I can see the years of my data. Let me choose to look at data after July 2013. So on this date range, I can put 7/1/13 in here and go to chart. And now I can see, well, now that I'm looking at it a little closer, maybe I don't want to start the data till September. So I'll close that. I can double click on this date and move forward by month. I can also put a date in here. As you change the month and the year or the day, you can go a day at a time as well. You can also click on a day on the calendar. These are all done with command buttons, and all the code is behind this form so you can see how it works. But I'll pick another date, click OK. Notice as criteria changes, so do controls on the right of the form. The header is first topic. Now the footer has criteria for date is greater than 8/9/2013. I can also filter for another criteria, like here I'll choose 10. The criteria in the footer is recalculated and displayed. The reason it's done this way, rather than calculating it at the time of the report, is so you can come in here and change it. So you might say whatever you want. I'll just put another comment. Whatever you add is also displayed. If you change criteria, like for instance, let me say I don't care about that, I'll just delete the 10 from there. That forces a recalculation of the controls, and of course, anything you added will be lost. This example is really to show you how to work with graphs in Visual Basic for Applications, or VBA. Let's look at the code. If I go to the design view of this form, click on the chart button, I can see that on the click event, an event procedure is happening. So I'll look at the code there. The first thing that happens is an error handler is set up. And I was having a little trouble getting the graphs to work out right. So these three might not be necessary. I threw them in just as a duct tape and it seemed to work, but it could have been something else I did. Now variables are being dimensioned. Declaring a variable to hold SQL statements as they are constructed. And that will be a string because there'll be definitely something in it. V-where is defined as a variant, so it can actually start out as null, and if there is no criteria, it will remain null. The date equation is because on the form, we have the option of a scale by days, weeks, or months. So we might be summing the dates by week or by month. So we have to know what this date equation is. Now, in the case of daily values, we're just going to get the date value from the date time field. Now, that date time field, my date time, you of course will change this to your field name. I've used D as an alias for the data table and T as an alias for the topics table. If the chart is to be done weekly, so everything from Monday through Friday basically gets reported on Monday, that is the weekly equation. Now, obviously, if you want to report it on Friday, you'll have to change the equation. Monthly, everything for the month gets reported on the first day of the month. Likewise, you could change the equation to be the last day of the month. Otherwise, and this is not likely to happen because an option frame can't be cleared except through code, the user will get a message that a time frame is necessary for the chart, and it'll set the focus to the control that needs to be filled. So the next thing we go to is the chart topic. Now, this is whatever you want it to be. It could be jobs. It could be customers. It could be anything you are using to aggregate your information. I set this up so that it's not necessary to pick a topic, so it would aggregate all of the information if no topic was picked at all. In other words, you could just graph every number you have in your table. For this example, however, I changed it to allow the user to decide if they want that or not, and so they'll get prompted with a message box with yes-no buttons. Other criteria, I threw these in. These could be tasks, they could be types of jobs, they could be any other way that you want to limit your information. And I've just used, once again, generic fields here. My other ID1 and my other ID2 are both fields in the data table. Now comes what kind of scale they wanted. So if we go here, frame days is either weekdays, weekends, or all days. So in the case of a weekday, we want just Monday through Friday. And in the case of a weekend, we want Saturday and Sunday. In the case of all days, we're not going to do anything to the VWare variable. Next come the date range. Did we specify dates that we want to see data between? So in this case, I chose to use a select, and if the start date is filled out and the end date is not, then the where clause is modified. The date equation will be whether it was daily or being aggregated weekly or monthly. So we're not sure what that is at this point, but we do know it's going to resolve into a field. So that has to be greater than or equal to the first date that's filled out. Likewise, well, actually, this shouldn't even be in here. I was wondering why I did it this way. The easiest way to, the footer is actually calculated now in another procedure. I moved that code, and I guess I forgot to take that out, which means it's still defined. So let me go to the definition of this, and I'm going to comment this after here. Now I'll look for the next occurrence of this. And, oh, forgot to take the code from here as well. I'll comment these. And now I'm back to where I was before. So I've taken V-footer out. Now I use Armin's little trick, Control-Shift-F2, to go back to where I was before. I love that. And continue looking down this code. Now that I'm not also calculating footer text, really a more efficient way to do this would just be to test for date 1 being filled out, add criteria, test for date 2 being filled out, add criteria. Now comes down to building the SQL statement. So a chart needs to know what's on the x-axis and what's on the y-axis. So when we look at this, the x-axis has a date and the y-axis has a value. So we need a date and a value in our SQL statement that's going to be the source for this chart. The date is going to be whatever the date equation is, because it might have been daily or weekly or monthly. Now I'm going to look at, let me just close this chart, the function. Are we summing it? Are we averaging the data? Or are we looking at each value? If we're averaging it, then we'll use the AVG function. If we're summing it, we'll use the sum function. And if we're just looking at each value, we won't do anything. So down here now, whether or not sum or average was added, it doesn't matter. There are parentheses around my value, and that will be the chart value. So we've got a date, we've got a value, and it's getting information from the graph topics table, which actually probably wouldn't even need to be joined in here, unless we were going to put criteria on that. But this example doesn't use it. Now, if you have jobs, then you probably would want to join in the upper level table. Now we come down, and once we've constructed the where clause, we see if there's anything in it. So we've looked at all the criteria that's available to pick from. Have we changed anything, or are we just going to get all the data? So if we've changed anything, then we need to add the where clause onto the SQL statement at this point. Then finally, we're going to group it by the date equation. Now we're going to make a query called QGraph from the SQL statement. This function, and I'll right-click on this and go to the definition, is a local copy of a general procedure that I generally put into most of my applications because I use it. So you're welcome to use it. It was written a long time ago, posted in several places. But basically what it does is it modifies the SQL of the query if the query already exists, or it creates a query if the query does not yet exist. I just pressed Control-Shift-F2 to go back to where I was. Now, finally, the form called FGraph is opened. Let's take a look at the FGraph form. So, looking at the design view of this, I see that this is indeed the graph that we're looking at, but changes happen. On the open event of the form, there's an event procedure. Let's see what's going on. The first thing that happens is variables are dimensioned. Now it looks to see if the graph menu is open. Now, if it's open and it's not in design view, then it will attempt to read information. But if it's not open, or if it's open and it's in design view, which means controls can't be read, then the procedure will just exit and you'll see the same graph that rendered the last time. So here we're going to the form and we're reading that information on the right that's being written as, let me just switch to my chart menu. So as criteria is set, as topics are picked, as options are chosen, the information over on the right changes. This is where it gets read. So all we're doing at this point is we're stuffing this information into variables. Now we're going to come down and work with the control. And we're going to first see, do we have a title? We may not. And if we have a title, then we'll set the has title to true, which is probably not necessary if we're setting the title text. And if not, then has title will be set to false. Then we're going to modify the category axis. We're making the assumption that we do have a title here. Now, the title on the category axis may change. It could be day, it could be week, it could be month. And that's going to affect two things. It's going to affect our data, and it's also going to affect how many data points we have. So here we want to be able to label the category axis. And then we also want to set the number format to the date format, which you can change. If you decide, no, I don't want the months to be that way, or maybe you want the years to be first. And when you set it to month, it automatically chooses this format. Week chooses this one. And here again, you might decide you want to add the year. This is not a default. However, you can change the code and make that the default. It's actually in the code itself. So, of course, you can change anything here. Then we'll work with the y-axis. We're letting the user choose the minimum scale and the maximum scale. If no scale is chosen, it'll be set to auto. Once again, the user can choose the value format. For instance, if you have big numbers, like I'm looking at this chart right here, and let me go into the form view of it, and those are pretty big numbers. Now, maybe I don't want all those zeros. Maybe what I want to do is say, I actually want to see a decimal point here and divide by a million. Now I would want to change the title. So I would want to put millions in here, go to the chart, and now our chart looks much different. So those are the scales. You can change the scales, you can change the format, and this is how you use VBA to change it on the graph. So this brings us to the end of the open event. Then it opens up the graph. I have some code in here that I was going to use, but is commented, and really I meant to remove it. I hope this serves as a good example for you. You can double click on a date, pop up the date picker. Even though the end date wasn't yet set, notice that it starts with the beginning date, and that is because there is an open argument you can pass to this pop-up calendar form that if the date is not set in the control, then it will use another date. If this is canceled, no date is set here. If I do pick a date, like I'll say the 22nd, then if I double click again, it will set it to the date that was chosen. So this is an option that you can choose to implement or not. If you get an error like I just got, that doesn't mean anything is wrong with the chart. That just really means this QGraph query doesn't have any data. So if that happens where there's no data in the query that is generated because maybe you picked bad criteria, I'll click the reset button, all the criteria clears, we go back to the chart. I could choose a topic. If I say yes, then it doesn't do anything. I'll go ahead and choose a topic. In this case, go back to chart. There's my first topic. There's my chart. Thanks for joining me. Through sharing, we will all get better.